Hi, welcome to the Talking Greyhounds podcast for Wednesday, January 10. Simon Harrison with you, and Stuart Turner from Greyhound Racing New South Wales joins me. Good afternoon, Stu.
Hi, Simon. How are you going today?
Very well, thanks. Well, let's begin this week with the winner of the Silver Chief. It was on the meadows last Sunday. The race moved 24 hours forward due to the heat.
Yeah, that's right. Look, 2016 was very much the year of fairy tale stories on the track in greyhound racing. Plenty of hobby trainers having their moment in the sun. And hey, mate, it looks like 2017 is carrying on that trend, doesn't it? With Matthew Wright taking out the Group 1 Silver Chief at the Meadows last Sunday night with Lightning Frank, who scored a terrific win in what was an absolutely high-quality field there. And Matthew is actually a fencing contractor who's got a small team of greyhounds. That's his biggest win in 25 years of training. So I'm sure it was a memorable night for him. And look, Lightning Frank really capping off what was a terrific series by winning that decider as a $3.60 chance. Wreath and Treasure second and Lorenzo Blue third. A great win for Lightning Frank, who ran terrifically well through that series. Very sad, though, to see 30 Talks, the top Queenslander, failing to finish that race due to a back muscle injury. Hopefully, he'll be back in the future. But well done to Lightning Frank, his trainer, Matthew Wright, and connections for a terrific win in the Group 1 Silver Chief.
So what about Tony Brett's run of 30 Talks from Box 1?
Yeah, that's right. Well, as I mentioned, 30 Talks, unfortunately, sustaining a back muscle injury. And we're just waiting to see now another update on his future. Hopefully, he'll be back racing soon, because obviously, these last few months, he's been a wonderful talent. And he was well tipped to win that race as well. He looked ideally drawn from Box 1. So very sad to see him pick up that injury. And as I said, hopefully, he'll be back in action very soon.
And where are we likely to see Lightning Frank next?
Well, there's a couple of big races coming up in Victoria. I would imagine he'll be now aiming for the Temley, which comes up next month. That's another big race down there. And who knows? Maybe we'll see him interstate as well. I mean, there's one thing for sure. The winners of the Silver Chief usually go on to have a bright future. So I'm sure that we'll be seeing him in some big races over the next few months.
Now, looking ahead to this Saturday, Stu, we've got the Heats of the Paws of Thunder on at Wentworth Park, and it's a star-studded lineup across the night.
It certainly is. Look, Simon, I'm counting the hours to this one. It's going to be a fantastic night at Wentworth Park on Saturday for the Group 1 Paws of Thunder Heats. A couple of notable absentees, unfortunately, from this series, the likes of Ando's Max, Ritzel, Lenny and Knight Sprite not involved, but gee, most of the country's best will be in action. I think there's going to be plenty of attention here on Falcon's Fury, the hot newcomer who's won 9 of his 13 starts so far. He ran 29.76 on what is not a super fast Wentworth Park track at the moment last Saturday night. Two other locals to watch, I think. El Magnifico, who's in red hot form at the moment. He's got Box 4 in Heat 6. And Barking Bad, the recent Gosford Cup winner, of course, he's got Box 3 in Heat 2. The Interstate Raiders, and there's plenty of them this year, well, they're led by Unlawful Entry, who ran a track record at Ballarat last week, and he's no stranger to reaching these group race finals. Shimmer Song, who is probably the top contender for Andrea Daly, he's got Box 1 in the 8th heat. He won at Wentworth Park last Saturday night in preparation for this. Looks ideally drawn to take out his heat. So, look, I'm going to go with Falcon's Fury as my pick for the Paws of Thunder this year. For a bit of value, Simon, I like Benteke, the Victorian, who's got Box 6 in the first heat. He hasn't raced for a few weeks, so he should be nice and fresh for this. He's got a good record at Wentworth Park, and I think he's landed in a winnable heat as well. And I also think he's ready for a change of look in the big races. If you remember, he placed in the Dapto Puppy Classic and the Vic Peters in New South Wales at the end of last year. So, look, I think Benteke offers a bit of value in the series, but I'm going to go with Falcon's Fury to win the Paws of Thunder this year.
Okay, and this Saturday night as well, there's also heats on the Group 2 Summer Distance Plate, where Victorian Burn One Down is in town and the $1.45 favourite.
Yeah, and it's very tough to look beyond Burn One Down in the Group 2 Summer Distance Plate this year. Obviously, he's the country's top stayer at the moment. He's been an absolute star over the last few months for Jason Thompson, running some incredible times down in Victoria. It's great to see him up in New South Wales for this one. And look, he looks a class above these. I think his only rival in the series is Melissa's Pride, the New South Wales hope, who's got box two in the second heat. She's been a terrific recent performer for Michelle Shambler, winning the Newcastle Cup, dead heating in the Group 3 Summer Cup last month as well. And she's a genuine staying talent. But as I said, Burn One Down will be very tough to stop in the summer plate, I think.
Now, there's a couple of Group 3 finals coming up interstate over the week ahead. And the first of those, the Group 3 Birthday Cup on Friday in Mandurah, where Max Profit at $2.70 heads the market and has drawn box 3.
Yeah, this one looks a really competitive race at Mandurah on Friday night. Look, I actually like Who's Got Snoop in this race from box 6. I think he's the best chance for Chris House, the Gun WA trainer, who's got three contenders in the final. Now, Who's Got Snoop? He won probably the toughest of the heats last week in a really impressive time. He's pretty good from the middle boxes as well, so I don't think box 6 is too humble for his chances, and I think he's going to get the win in this race. But as I said, a really competitive final, this one. It's one to keep an eye on for sure.
And we've also got a bit of featured Tasmanian greyhound racing next Tuesday at the Group 3 Devonport Cup.
We do, and look, again, there's a really strong field qualified for this one after yesterday's heat. Pantera Nera, the brilliant Victorian, who's a multiple group winner. He was the fastest heat qualifier. He's drawn box 5 in the final, which may not be so bad for him. He does have a decent record from the squeeze box. His biggest danger for me looks like Chief Jet Pilot, who's drawn box 2, one of the locals who, look, he's an incredibly consistent greyhound. He's run some flying times down at Devonport. I'm going to go with Chief Jet Pilot in this race just because of the advantage of that inside draw. But, look, that looks a terrific race on Tuesday down in Devonport.
Righto, Stu, anything else coming up over the week ahead?
Well, just a quick reminder, if you're a New South Wales participant listening, with the hot weather at the moment that's currently affecting the state, there's a number of meetings being moved and race times being changed. So it's a good idea just to keep checking thedogs.com.au for the latest updates there. So apart from that, obviously looking forward to another great few days of racing, especially those Paws of Thunder heats at Wentworth Park.
Thanks very much for your time, Stu. Enjoy your week.
You too, mate. You take care.